DW.
Can I have a large latte, please?
Coffee breaks are a pleasure savoured by Joe. A few years ago, Joe, a 38-year-old construction worker living in London, was homeless, and spending cash on coffee shop treats wasn't an option. Now, he's made it off the streets, but 10 years ago, he owned little more than a bag of possessions. His story is one that's echoed by many people in the UK. According to statistics by the National Charity Shelter, at least 1 in 200 people in the UK are homeless, and in the capital of London, this increases to a staggering 1 in 59 people. In a South London cafe, Joe sits down to openly chat about how his journey into homelessness first began.
Well, I was working, and the more I drank and took drugs, the less I could work because I just couldn't hide it. So I slowly was having days off, and then that led into more days off, and then couldn't make up any more excuses to not go to work because the drugs and alcohol was just getting to me, and I ended up out of work for years. I was very close to taking my own life. I'd put some things into plan that I was going to do. When I started to make plans on how to do that is when it sort of hit me that, you know, I don't owe it to my family that I should kill myself. You know, I should listen to what they've said, and it's always go and get professional help. And I went for professional help, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
A homeless organisation helped to get Joe on a detox programme and also put him in contact with a digital startup company that specialised in assisting individuals like Joe with retraining to enter the world of work.
So I'm now on the homepage of Beam. And right,
Alex Stephanie is the founder of this company, which is called Beam. It's one of a growing number of startups that are using digital solutions to connect people in need with those willing to lend a helping hand.
Well, Beam is the world's first platform that crowdfunds employment training for homeless people. And the way it works is we take referrals of individuals for the platform from leading homelessness charities. We meet them, we prepare with them really a personalized career plan that has a budget attached. They have a campaign page on the website, and members of the public can come along and they can essentially connect with a homeless person, and they can help fund an investment in their future. And then we keep them up to date with that individual's progress.
Uncovering the personal stories behind how someone became homeless is a central part of the Beam platform. Through sharing the stories and career goals of each of its homeless members, Beam attempts to not only give the homeless a voice, but also reassure those willing to support the homeless that their money is not being misused.
Each member of the public who supports someone on Beam gets their own KPIs dashboard, in fact, where you can see how many people that you have supported and when they're in training and when they're in work. And so really you sort of close this feedback loop and give people really the evidence of where their money goes in a very, very transparent way.
Since the company's launch in September 2017, it has successfully funded career training for 25 people and has raised over £130,000. That's €146,000, or $170,000 in donations from the public.
For the homeless people themselves, it's really a very powerful experience because they will often come to Beam with very low self-confidence and self-esteem. And those things are obviously big barriers to someone going through training and getting into work. And then they come onto the platform, and today the average campaign is funded by more than 250 people. And for many people on the platform, that's really transformative because that's hundreds of people who are saying, I care about you, I believe in you, I want you to succeed, I'm on your side. And so that boost in confidence is really, really powerful, and I think is one reason why we're seeing we're now getting such good training and employment outcomes for the people we work with.
Out on the streets of London, homeless vendors of the Big Issue magazine try to make a sale. But it's not easy in an increasingly cashless society. This progressive trend towards paying with card rather than cash led Polly Gilbert and Katie Whitlock to set up Tap London, an organisation that makes it easier for Londoners to donate to the homeless through contactless card payments. Polly Gilbert explains more.
both of us felt and still feel that the charity sector has kind of suffered by not being able to keep up digitally at the same speed with which our cities are kind of transforming. And we really felt that through contactless, we could make a really big difference to the lives of people with experiencing homelessness.
So we've got some of the contactless giving boxes in front of us. Polly, could you just show us how this box in the middle works?
Sure. So it's a pretty simple interface. There's a small screen at the top. It says donate, and then you have the amount that you're going to give. And then there's a small button that says press to change. So we can basically change the amount here that people can tally up and down. Just hold it out in front of it. Makes a nice ding sound, and then it says thank you for your donation. So all of these contact.
Tap London's initial venture was a project that employed the homeless as fundraiser vendors. The homeless vendors were equipped with bespoke contactless card reader boxes to receive donations from the public in exchange for art postcards. These donations were then split between local homeless charities and the salaries for the homeless vendors.
I think it really gave our vendors a lot of dignity because we really treated it as a job. It wasn't a charity case. They weren't there just because they were struggling. They were there to do a job and they were brilliant at it.
The co-founders are now embarking on a new project to get contactless donation boxes for the homeless rolled out across the capital and installed in prominent places. So do digital solutions like Tap London further distance the public from interacting with the homeless or grappling with the root causes of homelessness? Ritam Gandhi from the London digital agency Studio Graphene shares his perspective.
Digital technologies aren't the answer to everything, but they can assist if they are used in the right way. I think the systemic problems in society cannot be addressed purely using digital technology. They can act as an aid. If we look at most of the areas where there are social challenges, such as homelessness, we have loads of properties that lie empty, but there are people sleeping on the streets. We waste a lot of food where there are people who go hungry. And I think where there is a huge opportunity for digital technologies to have an impact is stop the wastage and address that wastage going to people who need it. Because from a technology perspective, you can very quickly and easily identify that supply and demand. You can create those exchanges, you can create those marketplaces, just like Uber has done for taxis.
Back at the cafe, Joe muses upon his initial thoughts about Beam and his scepticism that a digital audience could be the key to transforming his job prospects.
I thought it was one of the strangest things to hear that they said they're going to put me on the internet and ask people to give me money for training. I thought, well, I've never heard of that sort of thing before. I've never heard of crowdfunding either. I didn't know what it was. And when he sounded excited about it, so I thought, well, it might work then, you know.
Thanks to Beam, Joe is now working full-time in the construction industry and is responsible for the safety of crane operators. He loves his job, but with all the support he's been getting and his newfound confidence, he now dares to dream even bigger.
My dream for the future would be to open up a cafe, you know, have like a greasy spoon sort of cafe, have your breakfast, do some nice dinners. It's just it's a dream that might come true now in the end. I mean, I've got a lot of work in life in me yet, so that could definitely be something that could happen in the future.
For DW, I'm Anne-Marie Weaver in London. DW.